Just update on injuries. Elvis Dumervil, shoulder. Champ Bailey, hamstring strain. Noshawn Marino, hamstring strain. Brandon Lloyd, groin strain. All left the game at some point.
What did Brandon Lloyd have? I'm sorry, Coach.
Brandon Lloyd, groin strain.
I guess did do a little kind of in and out in passing situations. He was good enough to go in there for just time.
Yeah, he tweaked his shoulder and had a little harder time on rundowns than he did on pass downs. So he tried to cut some of those collisions down.
You guys really couldn't run the ball tonight. Reason why?
Yeah, I think they stacked the run. We passed the ball pretty well. Unfortunately, not well enough.
How would you classify Kyle Orton's performance? I mean, it was uneven for a while, but he did have that last drive. How would you just sum
it up? I think all in all, it was probably like all of us, not quite good enough.
How would you say the conditioning was going to full 60 minutes for the first time this year? How much did that play into?
I think that's a good question, and probably something we need to improve on a little bit. I think maybe the whole league needs to improve on it. I think there's reasons for it. We had a couple guys go down, so we were playing a lot of people there at the end. So that's something we'll look at and definitely work on this week.
You had so much optimism through camp. Particular disappointment.
Well, I think we still have optimism. I think it's a game against a team that swept our division a year ago. I think it's a team that whacked us pretty good twice a year ago. There's no consolation for close. But I think we're still optimistic. We just happen to be at 0-1 like half the teams in our football league.
Run defense?
Well, I think they, they stayed pretty true to it. I think when you break it down, probably still wasn't very good. But, you attacked that big long run at the end, which was a pivotal play in the game that helped their totals.
John, we're used to seeing flags fly with the Raiders play. We're not used to seeing them with the Broncos play. How concerned are you about what you saw there tonight?
Yeah, I think it was still 15-10, so they're still a little ahead of us. I think it's something that, in the first week of the season that it does happen. I think we had a rookie right tackle play his first real season NFL game. I think he was responsible for some of them. So it's something we'll address, we'll look at, and we'll practice against it. I didn't see most of it. I think it was holding. Didn't see it. We had a horse collar on defense, but I didn't see a lot of dumb penalties, false starts, and those types of penalties that frustrate coaches, more than physical penalties.
Not a lot of rushing attempts. Was that, you said they stacked the line? Was it more a function of them stacking the line and trying to attack them through the air, or just?
Well, we could have stayed true to the 1.5 yards of carry. We elected not to.
Did you give up on the run then?
We don't ever give up on anything. It just wasn't faring very well.
You read an injury report with three guys who've been to the Pro Bowl. Do you have any concern with a six-day week here?
You always have concern. I was that concern when they left the game tonight. So I haven't really had a chance to think about next week yet.
Even though you guys stayed in the game, when Kyle fumbled that ball when he wasn't hit, you had Fells open, and then they come down and score a touchdown on you. How deflating was that on the sidelines?
Well, we still battled back to 23-20. It was deflating for a minute, but, that's part of a team is you battle back. And, we had a chance there at the end. If we can get them off the field, defensively, we got a chance to get the ball back down three. So, it was a pivotal play, no doubt.
Coach, what's the message to your team after that kind of loss? What's the message to them?
Kind of just what I told you guys. They fought hard. They battled. We got off to a fast start. We didn't end the half real good. We came battled back out. Got close with Eric Decker's return. Battled back there at the end, and, we just came up a little short.
Did you intend to use Hayden for Miller sometimes? Was that your intention coming in?
No, I think he's a young player that, and Hagan's more of a veteran player. Just mixing that up, and Mario's earned that, right?
John, there were a lot of drop passes throughout the game. Was that just due to weather conditions, or was that just on the players themselves?
I think at the end of the day, we didn't make enough plays, and we had some miscues. Drops were one of them. Somebody mentioned penalties. All in all, you know, we came up 3 points short. So we'll look at it on tape, you know, try to evaluate it, digest it, and try to improve on it next week against Cincinnati.
3 points short. One of them was a 63-yard field goal that tied the record.
I think we attempted a fairly long one and missed too, so we did miss a field goal and they didn't.
It looked like there was some struggling at quarterback. Did you ever think about Tim Tebow?
I don't know that I agree with your assessment. We did come up 3 points short. That'd be my answer to your question.